Welcome to Therapy Thursday with Ty Gregg and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
And we've come to that time of the week where we hang out with Paul Watson and he helps us through and make our relationships a little bit better. And you were telling us a little bit ago that we have some things that we need to do if we want our families to be fully functioning, even though there's going to be a little fun in the dysfunction, right?
Well, it's funny because, you know, the difference between functional families and dysfunctional families, the truth is there are no real, truly functional families. All families are dysfunctional. And everybody has their stories and everybody has their things that stress them out and everything. But so I started this new series called Healthy Families. And pretty excited about it. It was great. We talked about moms and their prayers that they prayed for their kids last week. And this week we're going to talk about the difference between functional families and dysfunctional families, or how to have a healthy family. And there's this one thing that I found whenever I was studying. All families tend to have fun with each other. You know what I'm saying? There's this thing that you say, hey, so what do you guys do for fun? So all families tend to have fun with each other. Most families that really enjoy each other. Interesting. Most families camp. I don't know if you guys are campers, but I'm getting a no on both eyes in here. But
no, I camp. I just thought you were talking about kids camp at the house. Like, oh yeah, totally makes sense.
Yeah, no. But most families camp together. But the difference between functional families and dysfunctional families came down to really one major thing, and I thought, gosh, we got to talk about that. Functional families protect each other. They protect each other. They don't attack each other. They're for one another. They talk kind about each other. They don't gossip about each other. Functional families protect each other. There's this passage in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and it just says, "True love always protects." And I thought that was so good. I thought that, you know, because when you're in a family, and you know that they protect you, you know you're safe, right? And so the difference we talk about all the time between good relationships and hard relationships is that in good relationships, people feel safe. They feel the ability that they can talk about what they need to talk about. They feel the ability to be able to make mistakes inside the relationship. And so really the big takeaway this morning is, does your family protect one another? Does not just love each other, because you can love each other and say, well, we love each other, but we fight all the time, and we love each other, and that's why I can say those things. No. Functional families, healthy families, they have really one major thing in common, and the one major thing they have in common is that they know how to protect each other and create safe environments.
So you make it sound easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, right? Because a lot of people in your family do stupid things. It's hard to protect, right? I mean, truthfully, it's not easy. But that's the piece, is that it's not easy, and that's why it is more and more and more important, is that learning to protect your spouse, learning to protect your kids, not just in a Papa Bear way or a Mama Bear way, but literally learning to protect them. Like, you encourage them, you help them, you serve them, you love them, you treat them kind, that they know that when they can make mistakes out in the world and come home, and they're going to be loved and accepted inside the house. There's a lot to it.
I like that. What's happening downtown?
We're in this series. Super excited about that. And so we're just talking about healthy families for the next few weeks. And so good things are going on. Kids are getting excited to get out of school. Love that. And shortly we're going to be bringing a little campus to Fruta, Colorado.
Nice.
So we're working really diligently all summer long, and hoping to open a new campus, a new Downtown Vineyard Church campus in Fruta, Colorado this fall.
Wow, exciting things.
There's a lot on the plate.
How do we find out more about you?
We are right across from the library at 402 Grand Avenue. You can call us at 242-0813, or you can get on our website and watch services and find out all the things that go on during the week at dtvchurch.org.